It's always party time in the home of the mix. Hi, Ray McDonald here on VOA Music Mix, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending July 5th, 2014. Happy birthday, Deborah Harry. The charismatic lead singer of Blondie turned 69 years old Tuesday. Also celebrating birthdays this week are former Pussycat doll Nicole Scherzinger, 36 Sunday, jazz bassist Stanley Clark, 63 Monday, R&B singer Fantasia Barrino, 30 Monday, singer Fred Schneider of the B-52s, 63 Tuesday, rapper Missy Elliott, 43 Tuesday, keyboardist Roy Bittan of the E Street Band, 65 Wednesday, singer-songwriter Michelle Branch, 31 Wednesday, Vince Clark of Erasure, 54 Thursday, singer Bill Withers, 76 Friday, rock singer John Waite, 59 Friday, Huey Lewis, 64 Saturday, and rapper RZA of Wu-Tang Clan, 45 Saturday. The United States celebrates its 238th birthday this week, while we can also celebrate one new single and nine album debuts. Here are the 20 most popular songs in the United States, as determined by the editors at Billboard Magazine through radio airplay audience impressions calculated by Nielsen BDS, sales data determined by Nielsen SoundScan, and streaming activity data calculated by online music sources. Florida Georgia Line leaves the nest this week, while Rixton teeters on the brink. Me and My Broken Heart holds at number 20. This English group is only now becoming popular back home. Stay with me for more.
All I need's a little love in my life. All I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. I need a little love tonight. Hold me so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Yeah. Shotgun aimed at my heart. You got one. Tear me apart and there's some. How do we call this love?
Spends another week in 20th place with Me and My Broken Heart. This quartet from Manchester, England has topped half a million U.S. sales of its debut single, which releases back home this month. Rixon kicks off a UK tour with a July 5th date at the Wireless Festival in Birmingham. MKTO members Malcolm Kelly and Tony Oler met 4 years ago on the set of their TV show Gigantic. They started recording in 2012, and this week, Classic steps up a slot to number 17.
Ooh, girl, you're shining like a Fifth Avenue diamond. And they don't make you like they used to. You're never going out of style. Ooh, pretty baby, this world might have gone crazy. The way you saved me, who could blame me when I just wanna make you smile? I wanna thrill you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. One of a kind, living in a world gone plastic. Baby, you're so classic. Baby, you're so classic. For you to notice, all the way to serenade you, doing it's not style. I'ma pick you up in a Cadillac like a gentleman, bring it glamour black, keep it real to real in the way I feel. I could walk you down the aisle. I wanna do you like Michael. I wanna kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on like Marvin, yeah, like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head.
I never met a girl like you ever till we met. A star in the 40s and a fold in the 50s. Got me tripping out like 60s. Hippies, queen of the discotheque. A 70s dream and an 80s best. Hepburn, Beyonce, Marilyn, Massive. Girl, you're timeless. Just so classic.
Over my head, I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was wrong in the wrong time. It's love, I rewind. It's everything was so throwbacky. I kinda like it how you're out of my league. Old school chic, like a movie star.
As the numbers get smaller,
the hits get bigger.
The Top 20 Countdown on VOA Music Mix.
I miss the taste of a sweet life. I miss the conversation. I'm searching for a song tonight. I'm changing all of the stations. I like to think that we had it all. Why did you run away?
If you thought that sounded a lot like a Maroon 5 single, give yourself a gold star. You're right. Adam Levine and his crew dropped their fifth album, Five, in September, and Maps is your hotshot debut in 14th place. Details about the album are still coming in, but we know Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic wrote and produced some of the songs, while Gwen Stefani and Sia are among the featured artists. You know, this is a good time to be Ed Sheeran. I'll have details after Sing, jumping three slots to 13th place.
It's late in the evening, glass on the side. I've been sad with you for most of the night. Ignoring everybody here, we wish they would disappear. So maybe we could get down now. Love is a blaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing we found love in a local raid. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray. I told her my name, I said it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water filled with tequila. I already know she's a keeper, just from this one small act of kindness. I'm in deep, if anybody finds out. I'm meant to drive home, but I took all of it now. No, sobering up, we just sit on the couch. One thing led to another, now just kiss on my mouth.
I need you, darling, come and set the tone. If you feel the falling, won't you let me know?
Ed Sheeran climbs three slots to number 13 with Sing. That's his best showing yet on the Hot 100. Last week, his second album, Multiply, opened at number one on the UK pop album list, in the process becoming the fastest seller of 2014. It sold 182,000 first-week copies, beating the previous record setter, Coldplay's Ghost Stories, by 14,000 copies. Well, let's keep it in the UK for one more song. Disclosure and Sam Smith jump two slots with Latch. Disclosure has a busy festival season on tap. Stay tuned for details.
You lift my heart up when the rest of me is down. You enchant me even when you're not around. Try to knock them down. I'm latching on, babe. Now I know what I have found.
I feel we're close enough.
Guy and Howard Lawrence call themselves Disclosure. And this week, the UK siblings jump two slots to 12th place with Latch, featuring Sam Smith. They have a full slate of warm weather festival appearances penciled in through September. Most are in Europe or the UK, but they will hit stateside events in Chicago, San Francisco, and Las Vegas. Hey, I have the top 10 squarely in my sights, so don't leave me now. Our countdown will continue right here on The Mix, the VOA Music Mix Network. What a week on the mix. The U.S. celebrates a birthday, but goes home from the World Cup. Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted. I'm Ray McDonald on VOA Music Mix, counting down the top 20 pop singles and albums in the United States for the week ending July 5th, 2014. This week in 1956, Elvis Presley recorded Don't Be Cruel and Hound Dog in New York City. Don't Be Cruel entered the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2002. This week in 1964, the Beach Boys scored their first U.S. number one single with I Get Around. It also became their first top 10 single in the United Kingdom. This week in 1971, Jim Morrison of The Doors suffered a fatal heart attack in Paris at age 27. This week in 1973, the Broadway musical Jesus Christ Superstar closed after 720 performances. And finally, rhythm and blues singer Barry White died at age 58 this week in 2003. He'd suffered a stroke 2 months earlier and had been on dialysis. I have one new single and 9 album debuts for you this week. Let's get back to the music in 8th place, where Calvin Harris rises a slot with Summer. Is this his best Hot 100 showing? I'll test your knowledge after the song.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer, we'll be right back.
Calvin Harris jumps a slot to eighth place with Summer. This is his best showing to date on the Hot 100 chart as a lead artist. However, Calvin and Rihanna hit number one together back in 2011 with We Found Love. Now, let's look at the week's news highlights. Bobby Womack died on June 27th from undisclosed causes. He was 70. The son of two musicians, he formed a singing group, The Valentinos, with his four brothers. They had a minor hit with It's All Over Now, which in 1964 became the Rolling Stones' first UK number one single. Womack later became a session musician playing guitar on Aretha Franklin's famous album, Lady Soul. Releasing his debut solo album in 1968, Bobby Womack was sporadically successful in the United States while earning critical and musical praise abroad. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2009. In 2012, he made a career comeback with his album The Bravest Man in the Universe, produced by British artist Damon Albarn. Bobby Womack struggled with drug addiction in the 1970s and later battled cancer and Alzheimer's disease. At the time of his death, Womack was recording a new album, tentatively titled The Best Is Yet to Come. Soul singer Bobby Womack, dead at 70. Now let's return to counting down the hits. Sam Smith has made a splash on the U.S. pop scene in the last couple months. His voice is great, and so is his backstory. I'll have details after Stay With Me, jumping five slots to fifth place.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all. Self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all.
Smith makes a move this week, up five slots to fifth place with Stay With Me. This young British singer has a fascinating backstory. Not only is he a third cousin of fellow singer Lily Allen, his mother went to court to help him become a star. 5 years ago, Kate Cassidy, a London financier earning upwards of $1 million annually, was sacked when her employer alleged she spent too much time managing 16-year-old Sam's career. Kate took her firm to court, and her son is now a star. Up three slots to fourth place goes the duo of Nico and Vins with Am I Wrong? These two Norwegians used to call themselves Envy prior to January when they signed a U.S. record deal with Warner Brothers.
Am I wrong? Thinking of the box from where I stay. Am I wrong? For saying that I choose another way. I ain't trying to do what everybody else doing. Just cause everybody doing what they are doing. If one thing I know, I fall but I grow. I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I go home. So am I wrong?
You
one hit at a time.
The top 20 countdown on VOA Music Mix.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question.
Why you got
choice. Can't live without her. Love me or hate me, we will be boys.
Stays put in third place with its international breakout hit, Rude. Lead singer Nasri says the song arises from a real situation. He was in a bad relationship with a girl, and he wrote it after they had a bad fight. Nasri says he later changed the lyrics to address a disapproving father. Holding in the runner-up slot are Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea with Problem. Ariana's sophomore album is on the way. Stay close for details.
Ziggy Iggs. They got one more problem with you, girl. Hey.
Off without you, and no time I'll be forgetting all about you. You saying that you know but I really, really doubt you understand. My life is easy when I ain't around you. Iggy, Iggy, too biggie to be his present. I'm thinking I love the thought of you more than I love your presence. And the best thing now is probably for you to exit. I let you go, let you back. I finally learned my lesson. No head stepping either. You wanted it, you just playing. I'm listening to you knowing I can't believe what you're saying. It's a million you, baby boo, so don't be dumb. I got 99 problems, but you won't be one. Like what?
Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea hold down second place for another week with Problem. Ariana's second album, My Everything, hits the U.S. market on August 25th. Guests include Big Sean, Childish Gambino, and The Weeknd, with songwriting by Max Martin, Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic, and Harry Styles of One Direction. Looking for the number one hit? Well, you're in the right place. Hold on while I recap the rest of the top 20. Rixton holds in 20th place with Me and My Broken Heart. Katy Perry stays put at 19 with Birthday. Jason Derulo and 2 Chainz slip 3 slots to 18th place with Talk Dirty. MKTO rise a notch to number 17 with Classic. Justin Timberlake retreats 3 slots to 16th place with Not a Bad Thing. Paramore also loses 3 slots in 15th place with Ain't It Fun. Maroon 5 is your hotshot debut in 14th place with Maps. Ed Sheeran climbs 3 slots to number 13 with Sing. Disclosure and Sam Smith rise 2 notches to 12th place with Latch. Katy Perry and Juicy J hold at number 11 with Dark Horse. Pharrell Williams dips 2 notches to 10th place with Happy. DJ Snake and Lil Jon fall 3 slots to number 9 with Turn Down for What? Calvin Harris jumps a notch to 8th place with Summer. John Legend takes a 3 slot fall to 7th place with All of Me. Jason Derulo and Snoop Dogg dip a slot to number 6 with Wiggle. Sam Smith jumps a big 5 slots to 5th place with Stay With Me. Nico and Vins rise 3 positions to number 4 with Am I Wrong. Magic holds in 3rd place with Rude. Ariana Grande and Iggy Azalea stay put at number 2 with Problem. While Iggy and Charlie XCX are your singles champs for a 5th week with Fancy.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
Man. On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold? Remember my name. Up to blow.
I said, baby, I do this. I thought that you knew this. Can't stand no haters and honest. The truth is, in my flow, in my fetish, be deep. Swagger, I'm stupid. I can't shop in no department to get my money on time. If they got money, decline. That's why I'm in that day so much to get that line of rewind. To get my money on time. If they got money, decline. I just can't worry about no haters. Gotta stay on my grind. Now tell me who that, who that? They do that, do that. Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that, knew that. I'll be the IGGY. Put my name in bold. I've been working. I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy. You are. Feel so good getting what I
still stunned how you love that. Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, slaying it. Go trigger on the trigger like it.
So fancy.
Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX hold the Hot 100 Pop Singles title for a fifth week with Fancy. Fun fact, Iggy Azalea is tall. She stands 1.78 meters. That's exactly the same height as Taylor Swift. Oh, we get 9 album debuts this week. Here's your top 20 list. Luke Bryan falls 9 slots to number 20 with Crash My Party. Iggy Azalea rebounds 3 slots to number 19 with The New Classic. DJ Tiesto opens at number 18 with A Town Called Paradise. Michael Jackson tumbles 8 slots to number 17 with Escape. R&B singer Molly Music debuts at number 16 with Molly Is. Singer-songwriter David Gray opens in 15th place with Mutineers. The Black Keys drop 6 slots to number 14 with Turn Blue. The Fault in Our Stars soundtrack loses 8 slots in 13th place. Coldplay backtracks 5 slots to number 12 with Ghost Stories. Now 50 also loses 5 slots in 11th place. Brantley Gilbert drops 6 slots to number 10 with Just As I Am. Electronic artist Deadmau5 debuts at number 9 with While 1 Is Less Than 2. Jennifer Lopez opens in 8th place with AKA. Last week's champ Jack White drops to number 7 with Lazaretto. Miranda Lambert falls 4 slots to 6th place with Platinum. Willie Nelson opens at number 5 with Band of Brothers. The Frozen soundtrack dips a notch to 4th place, and from here, it's nothing but debuts. You have Linkin Park in 3rd place with The Hunting Party. Sam Smith at number 2 with In the Lonely Hour, while Lana Del Rey gets her first U.S. pop album championship with Ultraviolence. Her debut album, Born to Die, made it to 2nd place in 2012. Well, that's going to do it for now, but I'll be back next week. How about you? I'm Ray McDonald, rocking your countdown worldwide on The Mix, the VOA Music Mix Network.